investors, and thanks for listening to the second episode of Osprey Medical's Investor Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa Zammit, and joining me today is Osprey's Vice President of Clinical Affairs, Kimberly Kinesh. Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Marissa. Thank you.
That's great to hear. On this episode, Kim and I will be talking about the launch of Osprey's Diminish Registry and why real-world data is important for both Osprey as well as US hospitals working to improve outcomes for patients with chronic kidney disease. The launch of Osprey's Diminish Registry was announced to the ASX on the 8th of May. If you haven't seen the announcement, a link is in the podcast description. So before we just start talking and discussing Diminish, Kim, tell us a little bit more about your role at Osprey Medical.
Sure, Marissa. My role at Osprey Medical is to lead our clinical affairs team, which includes a team of statisticians, clinical researchers, medical writers, as well as our investigators who collaborate with us to work on a variety of different research projects for Osprey.
Is that a very large team?
It is a large team. Yes, we have people throughout the United States working with us.
That's wonderful. And what is the Diminish Registry and why is Osprey investing in the registry?
That's a great question. The Diminish Registry is a large-scale observational study that's aimed at collecting and analyzing the impact of divert system product use really in a real-world cath lab setting across various hospitals in the United States. We are collecting data that include patient characteristics, procedural characteristics, as well as major adverse cardiac and renal events out to 120 days post cath lab procedure. The study includes a single arm of collecting all of the data on our divert cases, as well as a second arm of control patients in which the divert was not used for the purpose of analyzing comparative effectiveness. And really, the main reason we're investing in the registry is that our customers are very interested in studying how to improve outcomes in high-risk patients going through the cath lab, including those with chronic kidney disease. Many of our customers are already engaged in quality improvement programs focused on improving outcomes and reducing adverse events associated with cath lab procedures already. And the Diminish Registry really provides a scalable framework and analytics to help support these efforts that our hospitals are interested in doing.
So can you tell me why Osprey chose a registry study design with real-world data rather than a prospective randomized study?
Well, real-world data is certainly gaining in its importance, and particularly for a product like the Divert system, a real-world registry study enables us to study the use of the product in typical real-world settings throughout hospitals in the United States across a broad user group, many different product users. It also enables us to look at the use of the product in a highly varied patient population where the actual occurrence and variance of patient demographics and procedural characteristics that drive contrast-induced acute kidney injury, as well as the coexistence or mix of those risk factors, can be studied. As well as other AKI prevention strategies that may or may not be used in addition to the Divert system based on usual care or the usual implementation of care plans within a hospital. Additionally, and finally, you know, the use of real-world data enables us to reach out farther to segments of the patient population that can greatly benefit from contrast minimization, but are typically excluded from randomized controlled trials. Those patient populations include those with emergent presentation, like patients that are having a heart attack or STEMI, that are in cardiac arrest or cardiogenic shock. Often for these patients, there's no time to hydrate them or adopt other contrast-induced acute kidney injury prevention strategies. Thus, onboarding the Divert system may be the only preventive measure possible in this patient group. Another group of patients often excluded from randomized controlled trials are heart failure patients. In heart failure patients, hydration or volume expansion may not be an option because of their clinical status. Thus, again, the Divert system may be the only preventive measure possible. Additionally, it enables us to study highly complex procedures that are often excluded, like chronic total occlusions, which are being seen more often and more frequently in the cardiac cath lab.
Great. What questions will the registry answer for clinicians and healthcare administrators?
Well, it certainly will enable participating centers to gain timely access to objective information around their methods for contrast threshold setting, their actual contrast use, and associated clinical outcomes for at-risk patients for evidence-based decision making. In many cases, we find for the first time participating sites will be gaining truly objective and measured insights into how much contrast is actually being used. And whether clinicians are exceeding the dose targets, whether at-risk protocols are actually being executed the way that they're intended to be executed, and if not, why not? What are the barriers to adoption? And we also think that the registry will enable publication of data to share evidence-based practices in the cath lab environment.
Thanks for your time today, Kim. It's been a real pleasure speaking to you and hearing about the DIMINISH registry.
Thank you for having me, Marissa.
And if you would like to learn more about the contrast-induced AKI, Osprey Medical, and the DIVERT system, please head to ospreymed.com or follow Osprey Medical Investors on LinkedIn and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode.